Stevie turned on the wipers as the small splatters of rain turned to huge drops, bombarding the windshield as she drove, blurring the lights of the city street. Finally, she'd caught a break. It had been a slow night, leaving her alone with her thoughts. And with what had happened with Hank today, her stomach clenched, and she fought back the tears she would never let fall. She just wanted to stay busy and keep her mind off it. Immediately, a businessman waved her down. She pulled over. "Good evening, sir. Where to?" she asked. He gave her an address about 5 blocks east, then stared at his phone the whole trip, tapping away, probably catching up on his email, or maybe texting his wife or girlfriend. Probably the former. Everybody who got into her cab seemed to want to fill every minute with useful time, never taking a moment to just look out the window and enjoy the sights, to see life. She dropped him off, then a couple blocks later, another man flagged her down. "Fairmont Hotel on Bleecker," he said. He wasn't a bad-looking guy. He wore jeans and a leather jacket, but she could tell the jeans were $200 at least, and the jacket, real Italian leather from a designer label, would have cost him a bundle. He tapped on his phone for a bit, then stuffed it in his jacket pocket and leaned back in the seat. His gaze locked on her picture, then shifted to her rearview mirror. "Lady cabbie, been driving long?" he asked. "About 5 years." He nodded, his gaze lingering on her face in the mirror. "Are you near the end of your shift?" "No, sir," she said simply. She knew where this was headed.
"What about a break? Maybe we could get a drink or something."
"I can't drink on duty, sir, and I don't have a break for a while."
"Okay, well, I've heard it can be pretty tough to make a living driving. Maybe I could hire your cab for a couple of hours and you could, perform some other service for me?"
She sighed, glad they were almost at his hotel. "Thank you for your concern, sir, but if you'd like a woman to have a drink with you, or whatever, just tell the concierge you'd like to meet Rita. I'm sure he can fix you up." Rita wasn't a person, but a code of sorts, a way of asking for a hooker without asking for one. She pulled up in front of his hotel.
"Sure, but a lady cabbie, that's hot. Are you sure?"
"I'm sure. That'll be $8. He handed her a 10 and his business card with his room number scrawled on the back and told her to keep the change.
"If you change your mind, call me. I'll make it worth your while."
With a wink, he left the cab. She sighed. At least this guy was polite. Some of the guys who tried to pick her up were insulting and even got physical when she turned them down. She could take care of herself, but it became tedious. The rain had stopped, and she drove around for a while, then finally decided to stop for a coffee. She settled back in the cab and sipped her latte. Her cell phone rang, and she pushed the button on her console to accept the call via Bluetooth.
"Hey, Stevie,"
John, one of her best friends, said over the speaker.
"Hi, John. I heard what Hank did, and I'm so sorry. That guy is a total jerk."
Yeah, he definitely was. She'd caught him fucking another woman in the bedroom they'd shared for almost a year, in the apartment they'd picked out together after being in a 2-year relationship together. It had been one of the waitresses who worked in the diner he owned, which was less than a block from where they lived. Apparently, they'd gone up for a quickie, Hank assuming Stevie wouldn't be back before her shift.
"I heard you walked out on him. I'm so sorry."
"Yeah," she said, trying to erase the horrendous image burned into her brain.
"Where are you staying?" John asked.
"I don't know. I just threw a few things in a suitcase and walked out." The small case and a couple of garment bags were in the trunk now, and she had no idea where she was going to sleep tonight.
"You know you can stay with us until you figure things out."
Her heart swelled at John's generous invitation, but she knew things had been tense between him and Derek recently.
"It's okay, John. You two need to focus on your own relationship right now. You don't need me getting in the way."